السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. So Hazrat Khalid رضي الله عنه says, when I had embraced Islam, Allah's beloved صلى الله عليه وسلم utilized me in very pertinent circumstances. فيما حزبه, in important responsibilities, taqazas of deen. He became the sword of Allah, the hero of Islam, the lion of the occasions of war. He was the leader in Allah's way. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. What about his family life? Subhanallah. His father was Walid bin Mughira. Quraysh referred to him as their flower, rihanataha, their fragrance. And he was referred to as Adal or Idil. He was parallel to Quraysh. Quraysh would put in, club in together as a kitty 1 year to clothe the Kaaba, and the next year it was solely the responsibility of Walid bin Mughira from his personal wealth. As for his mother, subhanallah, Lubaba al-Sughra bint al-Harith al-Hilaliya. She is the sister of Hazrat Ummul Fadl bint al-Harith radiallahu anha, the wife of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu. And she's also the sister of Hazrat Maymuna bint al-Harith radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen. That is why Hazrat Khalid and Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma would visit the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spend a lot of time by him in his home, especially on the day of Maymuna radiallahu anha. She would serve them, sit with them. Subhanallah, they were her muharim. Even in their presence, in her home with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the iguana. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to eat. Hazrat Khalid asked, is it permissible? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed them to eat. They partook. Allah's beloved did not partake. When they had asked Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu anha, she says, I will not eat if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not eat. So we learn Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never found fault in food. If he wanted, he partook. If he didn't manage, he refrained. He didn't make funny faces or utter condescending remarks concerning anything, especially the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when he came home and there wasn't food to eat, there wasn't much available, but vinegar and roti was presented to him, he would appreciate and say, how wonderful a condiment, a curry, is vinegar. Ni'mal idamul khal. The appreciation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Khalid hails from the Banu Makhzum clan. In Jahiliyyah, they were responsible for Qubba and A'inna. Qubba is a tent, and they would gather whatever contributions would come to prepare the army for Quraysh. So this family was responsible for this tent. A'inna is to be in charge of the cavalry, the horsemen of the army. You get horsemen, cavalry and infantry. They were in charge of the horsemen of Quraysh in Jahiliyyah in their wars. When he had embraced Islam, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maintained his status as a leader on the battlefield. Islam, subhanallah, shows value and appreciation to people. And Islam enhances their capabilities and expertise and enables people to progress even further. That's why the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people are like a mine of metal and valuable commodities like steel, gold and silver. People have these qualities of these valuable stones, some valuable, some of less value. As far as qualities are concerned, then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who had wonderful qualities in the past prior to Islam, when they come into Islam, they would remain with those qualities and Islam would enhance them further. خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقِهُوا فَقُهُ. Especially when they understand deen correctly, in depth. Because our deen is beautiful, deep, precise, profound, and perfect. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Hazrat Khalid saying, how wonderful is Abdullah Khalid. How wonderful a relative is he, Khalid bin Walid wa akhul ashira, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. He's also praised to be sayfum min suyufillah, a sword from the swords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for his description, historians mention that he was tall, huge, broad shoulders, a powerful shape, naqsh, wasi al-haykal. He was closest in appearance to Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. They hail from the same family. Hazrat Umar's mother, Hantama, comes from this family, Banu Makhzum. Hazrat Khalid embraced Islam, and he was a participant of every expedition, starting with Mu'tah. He embraced Islam just prior to that, under Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha, and thereafter, participating in every expedition, alhamdulillah. He joined Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the conquest of Makkah. He was in charge of the right wing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to enter from Layth, and he strove for Allah. His platoon was attacked, where they gathered at Khandama, and alhamdulillah, Hazrat Khalid vanquished them, alhamdulillah. Then the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to Banu Judhaymah to give them dawat to Islam. Hazrat Khalid just embraced Islam, but his dawat starts from the beginning of one's Islam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leaving Makkah, he sent Banu Sulaym for a task in a certain region, to a certain region. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was made the Amir until they reached Ja'rana. On the fifth of Rajab, 9th year after Hijrah, Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam went toward Tabuk. Hazrat Khalid accompanied him. Subhanallah. 30,000 Sahaba were with the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 10,000 cavalry, 12,000 riding their camels, 10,000 horses, 12,000 on camels. Whilst they were camped at Tabuk, subhanallah, so much of wonderful work took place there. Islam spread in that region. An environment of deen was created. There was correspondence between our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Roman emperor. They sent their emissary, and Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam received their letter, and he invited their messenger to Islam, where he was influenced, inspired by the environment of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He returned home, and thereafter, not long thereafter, he had embraced Islam. Whilst Muslims were camped there, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was sent with 420 men towards Uqaydir of Dumatul Jandal. Alhamdulillah, exactly as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described, Hazrat Khalid found them, and alhamdulillah, he captured them. Then Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to meet the Banu al-Harith bin Ka'b clan in Najran to give them dawat to Islam. When Hazrat Khalid arrived there, he made an effort among them, and alhamdulillah, shortly thereafter, he writes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reporting that all of them had embraced Islam. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam writes to him to send them as a delegation to Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Khalid came with a group of the Banu al-Harith clan, them announcing the Islam before the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and obviously they spent some time in Medina learning some deen, and then they returned to their lands. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to demolish Uzza. This was just after the conquest of Makkah. And subhanallah, his words as he crushed it with his axe, Ya Uzzu, Ya Uzza, Kufranaki, La Subhanaki, Inni Ra'itu Allah Qad Ahanaki. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to vanquish Wud. Oh Wud, this was an idol of the Banu Kalb clan in Dumatul Jandal. He was also with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Fath Makkah toward Hunain, alhamdulillah. Then Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to Banu al-Mustaliq, alhamdulillah. He heard the adhan, saw their salah, and he returned giving this report to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thereafter, Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to Yemen to give dawat. He spent 6 months there giving them dawat, and they were not prepared to embrace Islam. Thereafter, Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent backup. Who was the backup? It was in the form of none other than Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, the first cousin and the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, many thereafter embraced Islam.